So, usually it's useful to keep the eyes closed if you're able to stay awake. But if it's helpful in terms of staying alert, you can keep them slightly open. Just see if you can feel your whole body sitting here on the chair or the cushion, the mat. Notice if there's any tightness or tension in your body. Maybe in the shoulders or the hands, if you can relax it. So the first thing that we're going to do, and this is an important element of the skill, is to see what's in your mind. What's the quality of your mind specifically as it relates to the meditation? So, what's the attitude in the mind about the meditation that we're about to do? Notice if there's any qualities in the mind that aren't what we might call skillful. So, sometimes there's resistance or apprehension. But just notice what the mind is like. In other words, what's the attitude about the meditation that we're about to do right now? Whatever might be there that isn't useful, just recognize that. You can label it, oh, there's aversion, there's resistance, and just see if you can put it to the side, like you're putting it on a shelf. With your attention to some extent in the area of your heart, the heart center, the place in the middle of the chest, just loosely there. We're going to set our intention for this meditation. So, the first part of setting your intention is to remind yourself of what you're going to do in the meditation. So, that could be really simple. You could just remind yourself, I'm going to be mindful of the breath. I'm going to keep my mind on the breath. Because we're going to do breath meditation. So, just reminding yourself that. Now, the second part of the intention is very, very important. Now we're going to remind ourselves of why we're doing this. We're going to remind ourselves of the attitude that we're bringing to the meditation. So, the first thing is compassion, just what we talked about. So, reminding ourselves, I'm doing this out of compassion for myself. I'm going to practice with compassion for myself. Just try to find your own words for that. If you can, just touch into the feeling in the heart of compassion, if you're able to do that. If you can't, that's okay. Again, it's that feeling of the wish that you have to be free from suffering. And then reminding yourself that you're doing this out of loving kindness for yourself, because you have a wish to be happy, to know happiness of heart. You're going to practice meditation and be mindful of the breath with loving kindness. So just reminding yourself of that, using whatever words work for you. And if you can, touch into the heart and the feeling of loving kindness in the heart. If you can't, that's okay. It's just that feeling of that wish that you have for yourself that you want happiness in your life. And this is why you're meditating. And now put your mind on the breath. So your focus in the meditation is the breath. So pick one point to feel the breath at. So typically it could be the nostrils or the throat or the palate or the chest or the belly. Pick a point where you're able to feel the breath, A, but B, and very importantly, a place where the breath feels good. So don't pick a place where the breath is painful or where there's dissonance in the body. So in other words, if you have a stomach ache, don't focus there. Choose a place that feels good. By choosing a place that feels good and putting your mind there, you're acting with kindness towards yourself, compassion towards yourself. You might even have a sense of that. You're discerning what's good for you. This is where the breath feels good, and you're putting your mind there out of compassion for yourself, out of loving kindness for yourself. So choosing that one spot and then just keeping your mind there. Now, the way that you keep your mind on the breath is through mindfulness, but mindfulness is a process of remembering, which means that you have to keep telling yourself to focus there. So you don't have to do it throughout the whole meditation consecutively, like stay there, stay there, stay there, but every now and again you need to remind yourself, stay with the breath, mindful of the breath, or you can have an image of the breath at that spot. The mind will only stay there on its own for about 2 seconds. So unless you remind yourself to stay there, the mind will wander off. So just keep reminding yourself as the meditation goes on to stay there. If it does wander off, then just bring it back. See if you can feel the full in-breath and the full out-breath. And just keep reminding yourself. Every once in a while, remind yourself to be alert. Alertness is the part of the mind that's noticing what's happening. Am I staying with the breath? Is the mind wandering? So if you just remind yourself to be alert, you'll activate the quality of alertness in the mind. So just keep reminding yourself to be alert and to be focused on the breath. Just keep the breath in mind. And then just every once in a while, remember your intention. So you might want to do that right now. Just gently remind yourself, I'm doing this with loving kindness. I'm doing this with compassion. Just for a moment, you might touch into the heart. And just keep being mindful of the breath. Mindful of the full in-breath, mindful of the full out-breath. If you can just leave to the side any other experiences, sounds, sensations, thoughts that pass through the mind, and keep the focus on the breath. Just keep reminding yourself at intervals to stay right there. And reminding yourself of your intention. So just gently reminding yourself, I'm doing this with loving kindness. I have a wish to be free. I have a wish to be happy. I'm doing this with compassion. Keeping the breath in mind, just gently reminding yourself to stay focused right there. Maybe it's an image in the mind of the breath. If the mind is dull, just open the eyes slightly, noticing there's dullness. If the mind is very active and you can't settle it down, then use more fabrication in terms of keeping the mind on the breath. So maybe using mental noting, in with the in-breath, out with the out-breath. Do that for a few minutes to settle the mind down. Or you could use mindful. And then just let go of that once you get some purchase on the breath. Just keep reminding yourself to stay focused and reminding yourself of your intention. Just finding a way for you to do that in a way that speaks to you, whatever words you use. Remembering that you're doing this with compassion, with loving kindness. Reminding yourself to stay with the breath, reminding yourself to stay alert. As you're reminding yourself, notice the quality of your voice, your inner voice. Can you have an inner voice or connect to an inner voice that's a voice of loving kindness? Sometimes that inner voice is a harsh voice or a voice of somebody from our past that's been harsh with us. And we're using that voice to guide ourselves through the meditation. Can you find a compassionate voice, a loving voice? Can you find your own voice? Reminding yourself to stay focused on the breath. Full in-breath, full out-breath. Just letting yourself breathe in the most comfortable way. Again, reminding yourself of your intention. Doing this with loving kindness. Compassion. Notice what the quality of the concentration is when you remind yourself of your intention. Mindful of the full in-breath, full out-breath. if you can pay attention to each part of the breath, beginning of the in-breath, middle, end of the in-breath, space between the in-breath and out-breath, beginning of the out-breath, middle, end of the out-breath, space between the out-breath and the next in-breath. And just remembering you're meditating with compassion and loving kindness. You have a wish to be happy. Remembering what that means when you use those words, compassion and loving kindness. Notice as the meditation goes on if there starts to be some kind of aversion to the meditation or some aspect of your experience, the way the body feels, or a good indication is that movement in the mind of wanting it to be over. Just identify that. Oh, there's aversion in the mind. And then see if you can replace that with loving kindness and compassion. So seeing the aversion in the mind and then reminding yourself, I'm doing this with compassion. I'm doing this out of loving kindness. I have a wish to be happy. Just keep reminding yourself to stay focused. Sometimes there's a tendency to let go of remembering. Really, it's something you need to do throughout the meditation. Just keep reminding yourself to stay focused on the breath. And then every once in a while, just remember your intention. Just touch into it. Sometimes it's just a word or two. Doing this with loving kindness. Just keep reminding yourself to keep the mind on the breath. Just every once in a while, touch into your intention. I'm practicing with compassion, loving kindness. I have a wish to be happy. Remembering why you're doing this. Just another couple of minutes, so see if you can stay with it. And just keep reminding yourself to stay focused on the breath. Full in-breath, full out-breath. So as we bring the meditation to a close, you can just gently reflect on your good efforts, your determination in seeing it through, recognizing that this is an expression of your goodness, having gratitude for your good qualities, taking joy in your good qualities. And then when the bell rings, you can open your eyes.